As I feel what I desire to experience is possible, it already exists. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. As I feel what I desire to experience is possible, it already exists. I have within me a most amazing capacity, and that capacity is for feeling. That capacity is for emotion. That capacity is for sensitivity. That capacity, not only is that these things exist in me, but I have the power to put them to work for me. I have the power to put my thought feelings to work for me to bring about any experience I would like to have. Our evidence of the world around us shows us that virtually everything we can think about exists. We think that some things don't exist because they're fantasy, and we have merely to wake up to realize that those fantasies are reality too. Everything that I can possibly think about, anything I can consider, anything I can believe is something to think about, exists. The strangest, most far-out possibilities are realities somewhere. Now, my circumstance today, my discussion today, my thought today, is not about things that are outlandish or things that are beyond my desire, but just things that are my desire. Now, let's think that I want to think the thought of happiness. Now, we don't find that outlandish. We don't find that beyond the realm of possibility. But sometimes happiness for us, we feel, is beyond the realm of possibility. And we feel it's beyond the realm of possibility because circumstances have made it so. Ah. Now, what do we feel about the circumstances? You can have several people having several different attitudes about any given circumstance, and according to what attitude they have about the circumstance, that's how the circumstances appear and experience for them in their life. It's just that simple. What is it that is our attitude about anything in life? Whatever our attitude is, that's what we make out of it. Whatever our attitude is, that's what we bring forth from any possibility that we have in our mind. Now, is it possible that you could be a very wealthy person? Is it possible that you can be a very healthy person? Is it possible that you could be a very happy person? Is it possible that you could be a very delighted person? Is it possible that every dream of your heart could be true? Yeah, that's possible. I say that to myself. I know that. Now, how do I bring about those experiences that I want? They already exist. It's not a matter that I've got to create them or manufacture them somehow. They already exist. It's just a matter of how do I want them to exist in my world. Now, if we were looking at two people who were arguing, and they were arguing so intensely that we think surely they're going to come to fists soon. And as we think these thoughts, the argument becomes more intense. And then as we hear the argument, and we hear little bits and pieces of the argument, and we realize that they're arguing about some pretty heavy-duty stuff. And then in our mind, in our thought, we feel, oh, that's something that I heard the other day about how it was solved. And, oh yeah, they'll come to that. They'll come to that. And I expect them to come to the solution that I heard the other day that is about the very thing they're talking about. And as I expect this, and as I know this, and as I know it already exists, that resolution already exists, that information, that revelation of the information already exists. As I know that in me, somehow I transmit that energy-wise to them, and they feel it too. Now, I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm not saying, hey, you guys, listen to this. Here's the answer to your problem. I'm just inside of myself saying, oh, yes, I heard about that discussion, and that's how, here's a possibility. And it's a good possibility. And you see, as I think this possibility, as I think these ideas, then I bring that about in my world. And the people in my world come to that awareness too, because I have that awareness in me. Now, that seems a little bit far out, but it's not. We say, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. How in the world can there be peace on earth and let it begin with me when I am just one being here and far distant from the battlefield? Well, there is no distance in space and energy. There is no distance in timelessness. All is here, all is now. And so, I think, I wonder what would bring about a resolution to the people's minds who are unhappy with each other, who are at war with each other, who are in argument or discussion with each other and unhappy with each other's opinions. I wonder what would solve it. Well, what would solve it would be the idea that they understand about the situation, that the possibility already exists. And understanding the possibility already exists, then they change their modus operandi for discussing with one another and being in a war with one another. And it all started in my thought. Because my thought is an energy, and that energy traverses miles and infinite time and space and is everywhere and everything. Yes, it's a wonderful thing. But am I ready for that? Am I ready for this allness, this isness, this whatever? Am I ready for that? And the answer is, it depends. The possibility already exists. The conclusion to any circumstance already exists. The movement into other beautiful discussions and intense discussions already exist. All these things already exist. Now, the only thing that keeps it from existing in my experience is my attention to it and my belief that it already exists. Now, I would bring about health in my body. Now, that's something that from time to time we all want to experience. And I bring about health in my body. Now, how do I bring about health in my body? My body is experiencing some pains and some unhappiness, and how do I bring about health? Well, does happiness exist anywhere? Of course it does. Then it exists for me too. It's a possibility for me too. Is wholeness a reality anywhere in the world? Yes. Then if it's anywhere in the world, it's available for me too. Why is it that I am not experiencing wholeness and health and as I'd like to have it in my body and affairs right now? Why is it? Well, it would seem to be that I'm not thinking about it. It seems to be that I am not thinking about health and wholeness in my body for myself, and therein I am not experiencing it. Well, how can that be if I'm not thinking about the illness in my body? Oh, but you are. But I am. When I have an illness, I'm thinking about that illness in my body. When my body is out of order, I am thinking about it being out of order. I am feeling it being out of order. I am knowing it being out of order. I am experiencing it being out of order. Now, what can I do? Yes, what can I do? Well, the answer is quite simple. Start thinking about the body being in order. Oh, come on now. it doesn't change like that. Yes, it does. We just spoke about it on several instances, and that's just the way it acts. That's just the way it is. Start thinking about the body in divine order. And when I have my feelings, my emotions, my attitudes on the concept that my body is whole and perfect, when I have all the thoughts in my mind, all the thoughts in my thinking, all the feelings and emotions in my being, trained, pointed at the idea that as I feel, what I desire to experience is possible. It already exists. As I feel, what I desire to experience is possible. It already exists. As I feel, what I desire to experience is possible. It already exists. As I start feeling, I am whole and perfect. As I start feeling, I live in this beautiful body. As I start feeling that, as I start realizing that it already exists, I call it forth. I call it forth in my life, in my experiences. I call it forth in everything that I do. I call it forth by my thought. It already exists. Now, I merely have to say, I accept. It already exists in the universe. And the universe is me. It already exists, and I merely call it forth for me. I am whole and perfect. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy! Oh Herb, you're a nut. You're not whole and perfect. Oh yes, I am. Oh yes, I am. I don't go telling anybody else that I'm whole and perfect. I just tell myself. This is not something that others need to know. The only thing that others need to know is when they look at me, they see a whole and perfect person. Now, they cannot see a whole and perfect person in me if I'm going to have a negative attitude about me. If I'm going to have an attitude about me that says, I am not happy. An attitude about me that says, I am not in divine order. An attitude about me that says, hey, this is not too cool a world that I live in. That sort of an attitude brings that sort of an experience into the life of anyone with an attitude like that. And I'm not going to have an attitude like that. I'm not going to have an attitude in my mind, in my world, that says I'm not perfect. Everywhere I go, I want people to think, oh, hey, here comes Mr. Wonderful. Here comes Mr. Perfect. Here comes Mr. Healthy. Boy, that guy is always healthy. He's always healthy. No matter what the circumstances are, he's always healthy. They don't even think about what the circumstances are. They just look at me and they see me always healthy. They look at me and they see me always the divine, always revealing the divinity that's within me. They see me talking about the things that are health, the things that are my vitality. They say about disease is that the body has an immune system that doesn't protect it from diseases, but the immune system which brings into its experience whatever things the body puts into itself, mentally, physically, spiritually, however. And then we put into our body that I am whole and perfect. I think only that thought. I am whole and perfect. I think only that thought. I stop reading about things that would tell me I am not whole and perfect. Now they say about certain diseases that if you will lose weight, if you will be the right weight, if you will have the right diet, thoughts, and food, if you'll give your body a little exercise that it enjoys using, it doesn't need it, but you mentally feel that it needs it. You mentally feel that you want to give it to it. I mentally feel I enjoy my body when I'm exercising. I mentally feel delighted when I go out and take a walk, when I go running around the property here, when I'm standing out in the sun, soaking it up, when I'm doing all the lovely things I like to do, I'm whole and perfect. I'm not whole and perfect when I begin thinking about things that are not whole and perfect. When I read about it and all the literature that comes through on the emails and stuff like that, if I allow it to stop just for a little while because it speaks to some things that I'm speaking to, hey, I'm speaking to the wrong thing. All these people, these naturopathic doctors, want to take you back to the normal, naturalistic way of doing things. And even the normal medicine doctors, they want to take you back to your thought pattern. They want to take you back to a happy attitude. They want to take you back to feeling good. Feeling good. Isn't that an interesting thing? I'm feeling good. What else do you want to do? I'm feeling rich. Oh, yeah, wonderful. I'm feeling happy. Wow. I'm feeling joy. Oh, boy. I'm feeling blessed. Oh, yes. I'm feeling in bliss. My goodness. It's so simple. It's so simple that it just knocks our block off. It just makes us feel it cannot function because it's so simple. And therein, we don't function it. And we go running off looking for all sorts of things to do things for us. We even find poisons in nature and put it into medicines for ourselves because this helps us build up an immune system and helps us do this and that and the other thing. We don't need to do that. We want to build up our immune system with the positive attitude that I am whole and perfect. With the positive attitude that all is in divine order, with the positive attitude that this is my world, and it's a world that is good and very good. As I feel, what I desire to experience is possible. It already exists. Now, it's not that it didn't exist. It's that I didn't give it the possibility of existing because I did not believe that it was possible. I did not believe that anything so wonderful could take place in my body. Just think. On the moon, you can jump great distances, whereas on Earth, you cannot jump those great distances because the gravity on the moon and the gravity on the Earth are two different gravities. And it's interesting that we send men to the moon and they land on the moon and they jump around having such a good time. But they're warned, don't jump too much because you don't want to fall and bruise your outfit that you have on because you're not ready to live in the atmosphere of the moon without your space suit on. Well, that's true. That's true. And yet, people are trained and acclimated to live under conditions that are rather intolerable for many people, and for them it's quite normal, like the Hunza people who live high in the Himalayan mountains. They live often up above the altitude level that is harmonious for the body of the human body, but they're acclimated to it. People live in the desert and they're acclimated to it. People live in cities and they're acclimated to it. You know, people who live in cities have an acclimation that's equally as intense as people living in the desert. Because we have here so many pollutants that we put into the air. We have so much pollution in the air that it's enough to choke a pig. And it's a shame to do that. We should just really learn how to kiss a pig. We should learn. And how do we learn? We learn by being like little children. They dream. And are the dreams, children dreams, really dreams, or are they reality? Are the little children not yet jaded in their thinking, not yet blemished in their thinking, away from the real reality of what life is all about, away from what life has to share and to give? Very interesting. Very interesting what we do. We all have these experiences, and we all go through them from time to time. And as we have these experiences and go through them from time to time, what we are doing is to move ourselves away from our center. What we want to do is have the experience all the time that I am whole and perfect. Have the experience all the time that I like me. And we have these experiences all the time by our attitude of mind, by our feeling nature. And whatever our feeling nature is, this is the nature of who we are. Whatever our feeling nature is, this is the reality of who we are. And if this is the reality of who we are, and if this is who we really want to be, then it is done. But in the process, we keep every thought in our mind directly attentive to the truth of our being. We don't look at appearances and say, that's where I am. We look at the reality. We're going to the theater tonight to watch a movie. And so, we are at home. We walk, or we get in our car and we drive to the theater. We get out, we buy our ticket, we go inside, and we sit down and we entertain ourselves with the movie. Now, that's not too hard for any of us to conceive of. But if you were to say to someone who didn't know about the theater, who didn't know about cars, who didn't know about traveling to the movie theater to see a show, who didn't know about that at all, and you said, come on, we're going to go out and see a show tonight. And they would think perhaps some sporting event that they're familiar with. Come on, we're going to go see a show tonight. And they would think it's some place nearby because they don't know about cars. Ah, yes. Come on, we're going to see the show. We're going to go in the car. And the people would think, my, what is that? What strange thing is that? A car. But as we acclimate ourselves to living in this awareness, living in this consciousness, as we acclimate ourselves to that, that is what we experience. And we acclimate ourselves to that by our feeling nature. I feel so good. I feel whole. I feel happy. I feel joyous. I feel wonderful. It's not as difficult as it seems. It just takes a little practice. And it's a practice that you and I can give to it every day. And we have to start with ourselves. I'm ready. Will you join me? I love you. I love you. I love you.